This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, Sharon is from Connecticut. She's a school teacher, high school teacher. She says 23 years ago, she was called to a high school to be the long-term sub for a school teacher. She was told he was going into for medical treatment. Well, she found out later it was alcohol rehab. And she said there was a young man in the class, interestingly enough, named Randy, who would just every day say, "Can I have a pass to the restroom?" She didn't know what he was doing. She was so consumed by all the wild stuff going on, she would hand him a pass. He was using drugs. And that was 23 years ago. And she's kept in touch with this young man named Randy because he got in legal trouble, went before a judge because of a fight that ended in some people getting really hurt in the school. And she told him, keep in touch over the years. And from time to time, she would hear from Randy. And I want to read the paragraph that she writes about that. "Last week," he called. "He wanted to tell me about one of the steps he was working on with 12-Step, Alcoholics Anonymous. And he said, I want to share the prayer that he was reading. And he said, I want to share the prayer that I will be reading to the rest of the group. God, I'm agitated and I'm doubtful right now. God, save me from fear, from anger, from worry, from self-pity and foolish decisions." And then without any context, Sharon ends her writing by saying this, "So thank God for second chances." May I tell you something? You serve a God, and you have a God who is a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth chances, not just second chances. And today in the book we're studying in the Old Testament, Jonah, we read about Jonah's second chance. He was told by God to preach to Nineveh. He refused. He buys a boat ticket to the farthest place on earth. It was like going around the world. It's only going to Spain on the Mediterranean. And you know the story. I won't go into it. We've had 4 weeks of talking about Jonah and the great fish. And finally, second chance by God. God spared his life through the fish. You know, we think God was really ticked at Jonah because he was thrown overboard on the ship on the Mediterranean and a fish swallowed him. We say, man, God was really ticked. No, God was sparing him. And sometimes what some of you have called the anger of God was really the grace of God. And God was sparing you in a situation. You thought God was punishing you, but he was sparing you. That may be a word for somebody today. I want us to read Jonah 3, beginning at verse 3. Jonah's second chance today when God sees a response. Let's read it together. "Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord, and he went to Nineveh," finally. Now, Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. "Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown." The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warnings reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, which was an act of humility and contrition, and sat down in the dust. This is the proclamation he issued in Nineveh. "By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let the people or animals, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish." When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction that he had threatened. What a statement. God relented.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.